All right, good afternoon. It is February the 12th, 1:32 p.m. This is Commissioner Zach Brooks. Joining me is Commissioner Van Beek. We are here for case RZ2025-0007. DSD staff report and additional exhibits have been received by the materials deadline and have been posted on the county's website on the land use hearing page for anyone to review. Before we go any further, are there any declarations pertaining to this application, such as conversations or meetings outside of this hearing received by any commissioner?
Thank you, Chairman. No.
No for myself. Is there any commissioner who, for reasons of a conflict of interest, requests to be excused from participating in this specific decision?
Thank you, Chairman. No.
And no for myself as well. So we are going to skip all the way to this is county staff making as the applicant, correct? Okay. So we'll just kick it right off. Staff, you can. Oh, yeah, sorry. I skipped right over. We have what?
Carla Nelson, Dan Lister, Carrie Smith. Do you swear affirm that the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I was trying to make it short.
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. Thanks. I was trying to make it really short.
You did good. It's fine. It worked.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Today I'm presenting a disincorporation and zoning request, case number RZ2025-0007. The property owner is now revocable trust. The county is being asked to formally recognize the disincorporation of the 0.11 acre parcel from the city of Helena and to designate agricultural zoning. For background, the subject property was illegally divided in 1995 and subsequently annexed into the city of Melba. The parcel was zoned for single-family residential use by the city, but did not meet minimum lot size requirements, and it lacks legal access to a public road. In June 2025, a non-viable land division request, including the subject property, was submitted. The proposed parcel sizes are depicted on this slide. The non-viable decision has been on hold until the subject disincorporation request could be heard by the board. The proposed non-viable request, if approved, will correct past illegal divisions and will adjust parcel sizes to meet minimum lot size requirements. On October 13, 2025, the City of Melba finalized their de-annexation of the subject property. Now the Board of County Commissioners is tasked with zoning the disincorporated parcel. Canyon County Zoning Code details that when property is disincorporated, the Board of County Commissioners shall zone the property following the notice and hearing regulations. This hearing was noticed as required by code, and the board is being asked to designate the property for agricultural zoning. The future land use designation for adjacent parcels in unincorporated county, Canyon County, is agricultural, and the adjacent county zoning is also agricultural. Prior to annexation into Melba, the subject property was zoned for agriculture. Now, for these reasons, staff finds that the proposed agricultural zoning is appropriate for the parcel. Here is a view of the property and the surrounding area from Google Maps. At the expiration of the materials deadline, no public comments were received and two agency comments were received, which can be found in Exhibit 7 of the staff report. The Board of County Commissioners may approve, deny, table, or continue the hearing to a later date and request additional information. Here's an aerial view of the property again, and I'll stand for any questions that you may have.
Chairman.
Yep.
This is an obvious question, but this parcel is just going to be reabsorbed into that 4.7.
Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, that's correct.
Yeah, thank you. I don't have any other questions, Chairman.
Okay. I don't either. We have testimony.
Carrie Smith.
Do you want testimony? We agree with the staff's finding. This is Carrie Smith, 17741 Linden Lane, Caldwell, Idaho, 83607. We agree with the staff report and the findings, and it's pretty straightforward. We, Mr. Now, purchased the property as is, and this is a correction, and it does fix an old issue. So we're very supportive of it.
Yeah. And Chairman, I guess I do have one question for staff. There's reference to accessibility, but that I think will be addressed there. I saw on that map that Carla had up that there's an easement up there for it. So that's a non-issue.
Commissioner Van Beek, that's correct. The Highway District did send a comment for the non-viable, which is not before you today, but mm-hmm. There will be access to the parcel once.
Perfect. Thanks for that clarification. Chairman, I move we close public testimony.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Chairman, I'm in favor of moving forward with this as presented to rezone this back to an agricultural parcel, which will correct the illegal parcel split.
I am as well.
All right, that's my motion for case number RZ 2025-0007 on parcel number R281530-10A.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. And do we have any other business at this time with this hearing?
I don't think so. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
This meeting is adjourned at 1:38. Thank you.
Thank you.